Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And before the break, I was saying taxes will destroy your retirement. And that is actually true.
Absolutely it is.
Okay. Here's an opportunity, Andrew, as the guy on our team that leads the financial planning and tax strategies for our clients. I think it's important that we educate one of the biggest problems that we see when it comes to people's retirement, and it's taxes. So let me paint the picture for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the scenario. Over the past few decades, we as Canadians have been told save for your retirement and save for your retirement by investing in RSPs. Put your money in a registered retirement savings plan, and over the long term, it's going to be the best thing for your retirement, which is true.
It is.
What we forget to educate Canadians on in our industry is what the heck happens when you're now ready to draw the money out and how this impacts you from a tax perspective. So here's the scenario. You have $1 million saved. And in that $1 million that you've saved, let's say the couple, this married couple, 65 years of age, needs $70,000 in their jeans every single year to live the lifestyle they want. Now, they've been living in Canada for almost all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They've been both working. They've been contributing to the Canadian pension plan. So they are Canadian pension plan eligible, old age security eligible. And I'm going to make it easier for you, my friend. They're going to earn about, let's call it $31,000 before tax on their Canadian pension plan, old age security. They need 70 in their jeans after tax. And a good portion of that's coming from CPP and OAS. But there is a differential between the two.
There is.
So the difference that this couple needs to take out of their savings, their RSPs every single year, is $52,000. But here's a problem. It's all in their RSPs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some rules that people need to understand when it comes to tax on taking money out of your RSPs.
Well, and I think you nailed the concept on the head. We were taught forever and ever to add money to our RSPs because they're a good thing for retirement. But nobody ever taught us what happens when we start taking money out of our RSPs or what the consequence is and how that will affect our retirement moving forward, Faisal.
Correct.
And where I'm going with this is that, you know, in your particular scenario, you've said, okay, these people need $70,000.
Yep.
And they've got $31,000. So immediately, most people will just subtract the two and say, I'm missing this. But what we fail to understand is those are after-tax dollars.
Yes.
That means I'm getting those dollars and I'm spending them.
Okay, Faisal education moment here. When you take money out of your RSPs, it's taxable income. It's just like a paycheck.
That's correct.
You have to report that on your income tax and you have to pay tax on that. So do not assume that when you withdraw money out of an RSP or a registered income fund, we call it a RIF, that it's tax-free. That's not true. That's not true. You have to declare that as income and you may have to pay tax on it. In this scenario, taking $52,000 as a couple,
yep,
out of their RSPs, we'll call it a RIF because there's a tax benefit for doing that. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that depending on how you take it out. So if it's just an RSP and it hasn't been converted to a RIF, Faisal,
yep,
there's a tax that's applied to that depending on the dollar figure that comes out.
Yeah, it's called deregistration.
That's right.
And there's a different type of treatment to that than if it's in a retirement income fund or a RIF.
That's correct.
If it's in a RIF, let's assume they're doing it the proper way or the most common way. They take money out of their registered income fund or RIF. What are some of the rules that people need to be aware of?
Well, so when you take the money out of a RIF, there's what they call a minimum payment. So what they do is there's a formula that the government applies to it based on the value of that account at the end of the year, of the end of the calendar year.
Of the previous year, yeah.
Previous year. And they multiply that, and that says that's your minimum payment. Now, what happens is that minimum payment can come out of that vehicle, for best term, as no tax applied to it.
So there's no tax that the financial institution has to hold in order for you to take the money out. So let's use the example, 65 years of age couple, they have to withdraw based on their age and the formula the government has stipulated. It's about a 4% withdrawal that they have to take out.
That's correct.
That 4%, the government has said, hey, you financial institutions, you do not have to keep any money aside for taxes.
That's right.
And they normally don't. In this example, 4% of $1 million is $40,000. The couple receives their 40 grand. They enjoy their lives. Things are good, but they still need a bit more.
Mm-hmm. So then they have to withdraw on top of that. And then any dollars that come out on top of those minimum payments,
yep.
there's a formula, again, that will charge tax depending on how much you've taken out.
So the financial institution is required to withhold some money, give it to Revenue Canada or CRA in advance, and then you have to file your income taxes. Here's where the problem comes now. Mm-hmm. Income taxes. Okay, most Canadians, Canadian pension plan, they do not have tax taken off.
That's correct.
Old age security, they do not have tax taken off. Their minimum withdrawal from their retirement income fund or RIF, they'd have no tax being taken off. Then all of a sudden, there's a time in April, they got to fill out this form called a T1, and they have to declare all their income. And now they owe the tax bill.
Well, and that's when it gets a little bit hairy, Faisal.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of things that really goes on that piece, right? First of all, come April, they haven't paid tax for that prior year for the majority of it.
Yep.
So they're going to owe tax. They're going to owe money. And in this particular case, I did the math to it. It's just under 16% is what they're going to owe.
So they're going to owe 16% in taxes. They haven't paid it. Now comes the time in April, they're going to call up their financial institution and say, hey, guys, I need about $15,000.
That's right.
In money to pay the tax man. And I only have RSPs because I've been a good Canadian my whole life and saving in there. So now I got to withdraw money, 15 grand in this example, out of my RSPs to pay the tax man. Now going to take more income and pay more tax to pay tax.
That's right. Not to mention that, the government's going to look at look at your total taxable income and realize that you didn't take tax off the year before. So they're going to go and say, well, we want to get a quarterly installment going forward.
You just said a bad word.
Yes.
This is one of the biggest pet peeves of Canadians over the age of 65. It's called a quarterly installment.
That's the first one.
What's the second one?
OAS clawback.
Old age security clawback. Oh, that you're getting people upset. If you're really upset, it's andrew.masson@cibc.com. Feel free to give him an email. Tell him how mad you are about an old age security clawback or a quarterly installment. Here is the problem. And I think many advisors do not have a proper income plan. Many individual investors or retirees don't have a proper tax plan. And when you have these as different silos, this is where you're taking money out to pay the government, to take more money out to pay the government. You're not paying yourself.
Well, and here's the big factor. All of this combined whittles down the amount you have very quickly.
Very quickly.
Because you keep taking out, you know, taking from Peter to pay Paul. This is what's going on. You're taking it out and because you have to.
Yeah.
But you haven't planned across effectively.
I prefer to say you're taking money out of Peter's pocket to pay Justin, but that's a different story. That's a different story. This is a problem that we face. And I think when you have a retirement transition specialist who understands all these things, when you're doing your income plan, we call it an income bucket.
Yep.
We kind of walk through these different things. And so the big learning outcome from this entire piece of conversation you and I just had is do not assume that just taking money out of your RSP or your retirement income fund is going to be okay. You have to have a tax strategy attached to it.
You have to have a tax strategy because without it, you're going to end up in places that you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And so whether that's using your advisor or your accountant or a combination of both,
it should be both. It should be both. You're right.
You really need to focus on that because these are the pitfalls that people walk into on a regular basis.
If you have any questions, if you want to understand more about this whole tax issue and the amount that you have to withdraw from your RSP, then you can send a note to us at morethanmoneyradio.com. We'll be more than happy to share that with you. Andrew, I want to thank you for joining me today again, 2 weeks in a row. You're making me a happy man. I don't have to deal with Popowich. This is a good day. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me,
Faisal. All right. So we're also going to be together at our next webinar where we're going to talk about protecting and profiting in these types of markets on Tuesday, November 17th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's it for another week of More Than Money on 770CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.